Thank you for listening to Gateway City Church Online today. We hope this message will be a blessing to you and draw you closer to God. Here are some highlights and prophetic ministry from this service.
I hear the word tomorrow. Everybody say tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
Now you're singing about my grace, says the Lord. You're singing about how great is my power and how great is my grace. Can you imagine 3 million people standing on the shore of the Great Sea? 3 million people and the army of Pharaoh with all his chariots and horses behind them. And it a mountain on this side, a mountain on this side, and no way possible for them to escape. And suddenly, the waters part. A wind blows open the sea. And I don't know how a mile high or how high the waters was, but there was 800 miles, 800 miles wide for 3 million people to cross in one day. And I hear the word of the Lord saying, when you click your fingers, think about how long it takes for God to feed 5,000 people with a little boy's lunch. Amen. Think about the scriptures that say tomorrow about this time. You read the paper, you listen to the news and all the confusion, but it don't take God years. It doesn't take him weeks or months, but tomorrow things can change.
Yes, yes.
Now you ought to lift up your voices and shout unto God, because he's
Hallelujah.
A great God,
yes, Lord.
And
Hallelujah.
Mighty to save.
Yes.
Lift your hands,
Hallelujah.
Everyone, and praise
yes, Lord.
Ye the
yes,
Lord,
Lord
for his greatness,
yes, Lord. Yes,
and he's
Lord.
Greatly
yes, Lord.
To be praised.
Hallelujah. And whatever your Red Sea opportunity is, I'll say it that way, your Red Sea opportunity, I believe God wants to open a path for you today. I feel also so prompted in my heart that there is healing in this room this morning. And that if you're sick and you just simply stand and you say, I just need prayer, I believe God's going to do miracles in this room. So if you need a miracle, just stand. And if you're actually any kind of miracle that you need, not just a physical miracle, we just heard a prophetic word about God is able to do miracles and able to open Red Seas. Maybe there's something going on at home that you just need a real touch from God, something financial. God is able. He is a great and awesome God. And we have lifted up his name and we have blessed him. And now I believe his power is available to us. Father, right now, we just come to you through the wonderful name of Jesus. We thank you that we can approach your very throne of grace, Lord, in a time of need. And Lord, many people standing right now are in a real time of need. It's now, Lord, it's now that the miracle needs to come. It's now that the power needs to be released. And it's now that we're going to lift up our voice and call on you. Lord, we call on you, maker of heaven and earth, the one who never faints, the one who never gets weary, the one whose arm is not short, neither is it weak. Lord, you are strong and you are able. Nor now, Lord, we just say, arise and touch, Lord. Arise and heal, Father God, and let your glory be seen in our lives, Lord God. Lord, we speak to the Red Sea of sickness. We speak to the Red Sea, Lord God, of financial lack or family problems, whatever it is, Lord. And we command right now the power of God to be released, Lord, into our lives. And Lord, we're going to receive, Lord, at this moment of opportunity, using our faith, we're going to say, yes, Lord, we receive your power into our lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your name will be glorified. In our circumstance, you will be glorified, Lord. You will be glorified in this moment, Lord. The praise and the honor and the glory are going to go to you, Lord, because you are the only one that can do the impossible, Lord. We acknowledge you and we praise you and we thank you for your power in this place today. We receive it as your loving children, Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your perfect grace, Lord. Thank you for healing us and delivering us and working in our behalf, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can we give the Lord a hand clap this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now let's go into the service for today's message.
There's a teaching outline on your chair for today's message, and I want to welcome everybody into the auditorium. If you're listening online, thank God for the live cast now that is working, I understand, without glitches. It was a little bit glitchy for the first few weeks, but it's working perfectly now, I'm told, and we have 60 people, 70 people sometimes joining us right now live, and we've barely gotten started. People are listening in, and we know how many, and we know you're out there, and we love you. And we're glad you're listening. And so we're going to get into this message. We've been talking ever since Easter, really, since Resurrection Sunday, we've been talking about this word greater, God's power, God's miracles, revelation, the things of God that enable us to live a greater life. And today I want to talk about greater strength. And I want to draw your attention to 2 Chronicles chapter 32. And I want you to hear the word of the Lord. Hezekiah and the people of Jerusalem were surrounded by an enemy army. They were overwhelmed. They were surrounded. They were powerless. They were trapped. And they needed to hear this. Their righteous king said this to them: "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and his vast army with him. For there is a greater power with us than with him. With him is only the arm of the flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and fight our battles." Hallelujah. And the people gained confidence from what Hezekiah, the king of Judah, said. What army is surrounding your life today? What's got you panicked? What's got you in a crisis? There is resistance to your life 24/7. I don't know if you realize this, but you are being resisted. The world is resisting you. The enemy, the devil himself, is resisting you. Sometimes even your own desires, even your own conflicting lusts and challenges with character, those are challenging you. Thoughts inside your mind challenging you. Economic issues are challenging you. Maybe your family life is challenging. So much resistance against us. I have a good friend named Robert Slairton. He's a preacher. He went through a very hard time in his life, and God has restored him. And he told me that, and he tells the story rather famously of when he went to heaven as a child. He was caught up to heaven. He had a vision of heaven, however it went for him, and he experienced heaven, and it changed his life in a very powerful way. I asked him, "Roberts, what is heaven like? What do you remember of that vision?" He said, "The thing that I remember the most is that it felt like nothing was challenging me." He said the absolute lack of resistance was so, the peace was so deep. He said, the first time in my life I had ever felt just the absence of constant resistance. How many of you have felt in life that it's pretty easy to get weary, worn out, and tired? There's a constant resistance. But I want to give you some good news today. First of all, God's power will never fail you. If you learn to live in the strength of God, doesn't matter come hell or high water, doesn't matter what's going on at home or at work or in the world or inside even your own mind, that God's power will not let you down. But the other thing I want to just say to you is that you might say, "Well, why is God allowing such pressure against me?" And there's something that I want to explain to you about how you become strong. You and I only become strong in God when we have pressure and resistance. If you lived your life without any pressure, without any resistance, you would totally fall apart physically. In fact, if you want to get strong physically, you have to have resistance. So you say, "God, why am I being resisted? Why is this thing happening?" It's because God is allowing you the ability, and you think, "Man, this is killing me. This is taking life from me." But actually, if you really understand how God works, he only allows a pressure in your life to make you stronger. So right now, as you sit here, you think, I'm being torn down, I'm being brought down to nothing, but actually God is building you up. He is teaching you how to be strong in life. You actually need resistance. So next time you're discouraged about how things are going, just cultivate gratitude in your heart. Say, Lord, thank you. Just as James said in James chapter 1, he said, make sure when you're in a trial that you're praising God, that you're always thanking him in the midst of the trial, because knowing that that trial is producing something in you that is worth so much, that God is working on your character and he's making you strong. Now, some of you say, well, I'd rather not be that strong. I'm going through too much. But just trust the Lord. He knows exactly how much you can handle. And he would say to you today, exactly what Hezekiah said to those frightened Israelites in the city of Jerusalem, surrounded. He would say, don't be afraid. Even though you feel like you're overwhelmed, it looks bad, but with them is only the arm of the flesh. But with me is the strength of God. So get ready to be strong in your life and receive that fresh power. God's power will never fail you. You might remember just before the last national election, the last presidential election, it was October 29th, 2012, when Superstorm Sandy hit the East Coast with an unbelievable fury. That came right before the election. How many remember that storm? And it knocked the power grid out. About 24 states across the eastern seaboard, from Florida all the way to Maine, the storm affected, knocking out power. 181 people died, $65 billion of damage, and millions of people without cell phone service and without power, some of them, many of them, for up to 2 weeks after that storm, totally knocked out the power supply. Now, we have a great country. And we have a nice power grid and all of that. There's not many countries that have it better than us. But even as strong as we are, we can be knocked out by a hurricane or something like that. But let me tell you something about God's power. He can never be knocked out. There is never a moment where God's power is not available to you. No matter what is happening in your life, God's power is available. And his power never fails. Look at Isaiah chapter 40. Allow the Holy Spirit to put this into your heart and into your spirit. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak. Is that you? He gives, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Get ready for strength to increase in your life. I'm talking about right now. You're here, you're on fumes, you're tired, everything is against you, everything is resisting you. But God is the strength of your life. To those who have nothing, he gives strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those, say it with me, who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Keep going. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You're going to mount up in your weakness. In the moment you're saying, I'm finished. We're being wiped out. We're being taken down. I have nothing. In that moment, at your extremity, becomes God's opportunity. And your weakness becomes the open door, the channel that God can move his power into. If you will learn that his power never fails, if you will learn to receive and draw, learn this, church. Learn to draw on the strength of God in your time of need. because there's power there. But you've got to plug in. There's an anointing, but you can't run away from God and have his strength. You've got to wait on him. You've got to plug into him and let him refill you, and he will. And look, I'll pray for you. Apostle C will pray for you. I'm sure if you ever got in the same room with Benny Hinn or anyone, some great person, Bill Johnson, I'm sure they would pray for you. But you don't have to wait for that. You can go direct to God as a broken, weak person, and you can plug in and say, Lord, I'm waiting on you. Now give me the strength that I need to make it through this season in my life. You're trying to build your family, and it's hard. You're exhausted. Maybe you have young children. You're sleep deprived. But God can give you strength. Maybe you're working double shifts. You're working unbelievable hours. You can't even believe you made it to church today because you're so exhausted. You can wait on God, and his strength will increase in your life. How many of you believe that? Now, you and I are created to experience the never-ending power of God. And I believe that when we have the power of God, the way this verse is talking about, when we learn to draw strength from God, I mean, imagine the combined force of all of us together, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of us, probably 2,000 people that call Gateway their home. We're all moving together as that army that we heard sung about. And we're flowing in the authority and in the strength of God. We are now moving into the greatest days of our life, but we're going to do it by the strength of God and by the faith of God and by the power of God. Can I have an amen? So this morning, I just want to share with you what I believe will be very encouraging, very strengthening to you. I want to talk to you for a few minutes. We're going to have a little more prayer time together and a little Holy Spirit time at the end. If you're here today and you need a touch, we're going to pray for you. But I want to talk to us just for a few minutes out of the Bible about strength and how to experience the power of God and how to experience the strength of God in your life in five different ways. And I base this on five words in the New Testament that are the words for power, five different kinds of power that we find described in the New Testament. And I believe this will encourage your heart. Are you ready? Number one, you need to receive greater authority. God has given you authority. There is authority that is available to you. Mark 6, verse 7 says, and Jesus called his 12 disciples together and began sending them out on teams, two by two, to do the work of God, giving them authority to cast out evil spirits. Now, when that word authority occurs in your English Bible, it's a Greek word behind it that's translated from the word exousia. And exousia is a word that literally means authority. Jesus began to give them a certain kind of authority. Let me explain authority to you. When a traffic officer who's wearing a CHP uniform and he's got a badge and he steps out and there's 18-wheeler trucks coming straight at him and he steps out into the road and he puts his hand up like this and waves them over to the side, that's called authority. That's not muscle power. That's the power of office. That badge, that uniform represents the state of California or whatever jurisdiction he serves, and that he's got backup. It's not just him in his own ability, but he's got backup. I had a friend in grade school, and I was a little bit of a dork. I know that's hard for you to believe today. You look at me today, you say, well, you're fantastic. But yes, I was a dork. And you know, I would be the kind of probably the kid that other kids would beat up. But I made friends with a kid. I think he had like a hormone problem. He was enormous. And his nickname was Truck. Okay? And Truck, I mean, you can imagine what this kid looked like. I'm talking about the fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, and the kid was like 160, 180 pounds, right? He's just like, I don't know, he had a pituitary disorder or whatever was going on with him. But he was massive. And I became Truck's friend. And so when people knew that I was Truck's friend, that's called exousia. you understand what I said? So wherever I went, people knew
Don't mess with him, even though he's a dork and you would want to mess with him. You can't mess with him because he has backup. Now, here's what I want to say to you. You're here. You might feel like you're not maybe the greatest thing that ever happened. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you have Christ in your life, you got backup. You're not some weakling walking around. You've got backup. You're wearing a badge. You've got exousia from heaven that God has given it to you. And it works against devils. And it works against mountains. And there's an authority that you need to receive a fresh revelation that you're not some loser off on the side. You're a child of God. Somebody cares for you. Somebody's backing you up. And the Lord is with you, and he loves you. And that gives you authority. You should just receive authority. When a soldier has stripes on, or a CHP officer has a uniform on, that means they have backup. They have the ability to function in authority. And when I say this, and you would agree with me if I said this, if I say, Jesus is Lord, right? Would you agree? What am I describing? I'm not describing his muscle power. I'm describing his authority, that he rules and he reigns. So when Jesus Christ is your Lord, when we say Jesus is King, he is King of Kings, right? It's not just his ability or his muscle power, it's his authority. This is the one that spoke to the storm. He held a hand up to the storm and it departed. He met a man in Gadara who had 2,000 demons inside of him. And he spoke to that man, just his word, and that man was instantly set free and healed in his mind and totally delivered. So this is the God we serve. We need to receive authority. There's another kind of strength that you have as a New Testament Christian. You have what I will call might. Receive greater might. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, we read the words, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Or another translation says, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And this is the word kratos. And this means literally force or muscle power. Kratos is firepower. Kratos is the ability to, it's like if you were a soldier, right? And you have a uniform and you have your stripes and you have your authority, but you also are packing. You've got a weapon, right? Whatever, M16 or whatever your weapon is. That is the stopping power that has been given to you. You as a Christian not only have authority, but God has given you weapons. He has given you a kind of strength. And the Bible says, commands you actually, rise up and be strong in the weapon. Rise up and be strong in the might that God has given you. There's firepower on the inside of you. And that belongs to you through Christ. That's the Kratos power that God will give you. Years ago, I discipled a deputy sheriff. He was in our church. I was preaching on heaven and hell, and he came to the altar and he gave his heart to the Lord, became a part of our church, and I discipled him. And he told me a story one time of his work. You know, because I'm fascinated by police work, and he was a deputy sheriff and all that. I've been on ride-alongs, and I like it. It's cool, you know. And I was asking him one time, like, you know, authority and power and, you know, dealing with other people that way. How does it work? And he told me this really funny story about the difference between authority and power. He said, you know, I have the badge and I have the uniform. And he said, I went and I even had a judge's order and arrest warrant for a particular guy. And his name was very sing-songy. It sounded like it wasn't like a Bob Smith or something. It was a very unusual kind of exotic name. He thought that he might be Samoan. And he had this arrest warrant, and he shows up to the house, and he's got his gun, he's got his badge, he's got his uniform, but he's by himself. And he realized that he had an issue when this guy come to the door, and he's like 6.5, 7 feet tall, and, you know, big Samoan guy, and then his brother comes and stand next to him, his brother. Then his mama comes, and she's like, you know, this massive, and this whole Samoan family, this one skinny sheriff is supposed to arrest and take this guy to jail. Well, he was smart enough. He called for backup, and pretty soon he had to balance it because he had the authority, but he didn't have the power. He didn't have the muscle power to deal with what he had. So then it all worked out fine. But you don't just need authority. You actually need that power in your life to deal with the enemy, to deal with your situation, your circumstances. And God will not only give you authority, he will give you kratos power if you will learn to receive that from him, that force of strength that God will give you in even the worst circumstances of your life. You are armed and dangerous. Now, the enemy looks at you and he sees that you have a weapon. He sees that you have access to the name of Jesus and the weapons of your warfare and all that. But if you don't use that, if you don't stand in that, if you aren't equipped and taught and strengthened in that, then you still don't have what you need to win in life. So that brings you to the third thing, which is receiving ability. You need to receive ability from God, special strength, which becomes ability. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, we read the very famous word. It says, "But you receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere." How many of you have heard that verse before? What you may not have known is that word power is the word Greek word dunamis, which means special ability. Now, we can translate dunamis in a lot of different ways. Power is perfectly appropriate. Dunamis is actually, we get the word dynamite from the Greek word dunamis. But really, the best translation of the word dunamis is ability. So when Bobby comes out in a few minutes, and Bobby Valderrama, and he comes and he starts playing on the piano, it's not just the force of his fingers, it's an ability that God has given him. Now, here's what I want you to understand. God has given you Holy Spirit ability. There is gifting on the inside of you. There's talent. There's ability. There's know-how. And the Holy Spirit is unpacking that in your life. You're learning that, you know, there's certain things you can do. And you might be surprised at other things that you never dreamed you could do. But when the Holy Spirit comes on you, he will give you the ability to do that thing. You say, well, I could never be a witness for the Lord, or I could never stand up and talk to people like you do, Pastor David, or I could never, you know, be a part of the worship team. I just don't think I have the ability. But if God gives you the ability, it is amazing what you can do. Well, I don't know if I could ever be a strong intercessor, to be a real prayer warrior. I mean, I see these prayer warriors, but I don't think that's for me because I don't even know where they come. I don't even know how they get that. How they got that is they were trained and the Holy Spirit gave them ability that they didn't have. And that same Holy Spirit is available to you. And I want to tell you, if you're struggling today, you say, I don't know. I don't know how to be a father. I want you to believe something. You say, I didn't have a father. There was never a father in my life. I didn't even know what a father does. I feel, but God will give you the ability to be a father. I don't know how to be an overcomer. I don't know how to conquer sin in my life. Well, you may not be able to in your own strength. For sure you won't. But when the Holy Spirit comes on you, he will give you the ability that you didn't have of yourself. He will transfer his ability, and your disability will become his ability, and he will strengthen you. Hallelujah. I don't know how to do this job. I just took a new job, and I'm in over my head, and they think I can do it, but I can't do it. Let me just stop you right there. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, can you do your job? Yes, you can do your job. Can you take on responsibility at the church and do it well? Yes, you can. I can do all things through Christ. Well, I just signed up for youth ministry. I don't want to talk to teenagers. I don't know how to talk to... I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There is something on the inside of you that God is unlocking right now. And he is helping you through his Holy Spirit, through this church, equipping you, training you, helping you. I noticed an announcement earlier in the service about learning how to prophesy. There's a class coming up for people to learn how to prophesy. I said, well, I don't know how to prophesy. But if you take a class and you're equipped in a local church, you'll learn how to prophesy. See, I started here 36 years ago. This is my 36th year in ministry in our church. Believe me, I didn't know anything when I started. But this church has equipped me. It's given me an opportunity to lay hands on sick people, to lead small groups, to teach lessons. Today, I wasn't perfect. I wasn't smart when I got started, but I was equipped. And I grew in my ability. You are not capped. You say, well, I'm a woman. I can't do that. Yes, you can. Well, I'm old. I can't do it. Yes, you can. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Receive the ability of God into your life and begin to step forward. And don't say to yourself, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do it. Stop saying you can't do it. And start saying, I can do it. Amen. And I will do it. And I will be helped and I will be guided. And if I get stuck, somebody will help me and I'll ask for help. And I will call on God and I will wait on the Lord and I will renew my strength and I will run and I will not be weary and I will walk and I will not faint. Well, I'm in my 80s now and I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to age. I don't know how to do life. I don't have the strength. I can do all things. But I'm single, and I don't know if I can live holy, and I don't know how to do this. I've never been alone before. I have the ability. Say it out loud with me. I have the ability. I have the ability. Stop saying I can't. And start saying, through Christ who strengthens me, I can do all things. You shall receive power. You shall receive ability when the Holy Spirit is on you. I have to run to the next one. Are you getting anything out of this? Number four, receive the strength called greater energy. God will give you energy. He will give you youthfulness. He will give you fire in your belly. He will give you, let's call it gunpowder, because it's nice if you put the uniform on. It's nice if you have the stripes and the badge and you have the weapon and you're trained to use the weapon and you know you have the weapon, but it's really nice to know that there's some gunpowder in there somewhere. There's a fire, there's a passion, there's a boom inside you waiting to happen. And God will give you energy. Listen, in your life, God will give you energy. I'm a big believer in coffee, but I tell you what, there's nothing like the Holy Spirit to energize you and help you. You say, I got a big week. I got a crazy week ahead. Holy Spirit, energize me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In Hebrews 4, it talks about the word of God that is living and powerful. That's the word energe. And it's the word we get energetic from or energy from. It means It's like the gunpowder of our spirit. It's the explosive power. It's the firepower that's on the inside. When we hear God speak, we catch his energy. And when Jesus said this, he said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. You say, man, I'm weak. I would ask you this question. No condemnation. I'm not, but let me be your coach. Why are you weak? Have you been in the Word? Have you opened your Bible? Are you taking time to allow the energy that is in God's word, the faith and the life, the life-giving power that is in the Bible, in the scriptures? Are you allowing that to percolate in your spirit on a regular basis? Maybe it's not every day. Nobody's perfect, but are you taking time to feed on the word? How energetic would you be if you didn't eat? And how energetic is your spirit going to be if you're not dining on the words of God? He said, the words I speak to you are spirit and they are life. And you cannot, I promise you, you cannot read the Bible for very long before life and energy will start getting on the inside of you. That's why we always preach the word. That's why we teach the word. That's why we give you the word, because it's the word that gives us life, right? And everybody's looking for an experience. And then it seems like they want to close their Bible and then say, okay, I know about the Bible, but I'm looking for the experience. You have no idea. The Word of God is what is sharp. That's what is energetic. One word from God will get you through hell. It'll get you through. Look, if you have goosebumps, that's all good. That's great. What I need for my life is not another goosebump. I need a promise. I need a platform, a brick granite platform that I can stand on when the storm is there. And that's what God's word will give you. He'll give you energy. One last thing. He wants to give us strength. He wants to give us greater strength. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 says, but the Lord is faithful. Lord, thank you that you are so faithful. The Lord is faithful, and this becomes the foundation of something for you. And he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. This is the fifth word for power, and it is the word steridza, which means to be established. Now let me talk to you if you're a young couple. Nicole and Quincy, let me talk to you. Jordan and April, any young couple, right? How are you going to get established in life? You're just beginning, right? You don't have everything you're going to have. How are you going to, if you're just starting a business, let me talk to you. You're starting a new, you're just going back to school. How's that going to work for you? The Lord will establish you with his strength. So you start your family, you start your business, you build it right, and God will strengthen you. You say, I've lost my marriage, I'm alone now, and I don't have anything. Don't say that. Begin to declare, God is the strength of my life, and he will establish me. Why? Because he is faithful to me. God takes care of me. God takes care of me, and he's building my house. And if I lose this house, God will build me another one. And if I lose that, God will build me another one. It is God who strengthens me, and if the devil comes and tears something out of my life, God will put it back together for me. Because he's faithful, see? So you're not on your own. God will build you, and he will establish your life. That's steridza. Now, let me close with this, and we're going to come. We're going to have Holy Spirit time. You can go ahead and play, Bobby. I love you, man. It's just always good to hear what you got. Let me just say this. In the kingdom of God, we receive everything by faith. How do we receive strength? How do we receive energy? How do we do this? You have to receive it by faith. Check this verse out. Hebrews chapter 11, of course, is the great faith chapter, and verse 1 tells us about faith. It says, faith is what makes real the things that we hope for. Faith is what does that. And it says, by faith, those who were weak were made what? Those who were weak by faith became strong. They became powerful in battle, and they defeated their enemies. Now I'm going to issue you a challenge. When I ask you to stand in just a minute, if you're used to standing in fear, if you're used to standing in, oh God, I hope something good happens. If you're used to standing in overwhelmed, that's over now. Now you've heard God's word. Now you've heard the prophetic word that even though you're surrounded and you feel weak, God is here to strengthen you. So now how do you stand? Now you stand as a person in faith. And you say, you know what? By faith, I'm going to receive new strength in my life. If that's you, if you need to receive new strength, then I want you to stand in faith. Come on, just stand with me. Just stand and say, that's me. I'm taking it. If God has it for me, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Father, I pray your mighty power in every form, in every layer, in every dimension of your power, your healing power, your prophetic power, your energizing power, your lordship power, your devil breaking power, your mountain moving power, your energy lifting power, Lord, your establishing power. Let every level and every layer of your power be available to us now, and we receive it by faith. And we declare we are being strengthened now with greater power, because there is power. in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's sing together. There's power.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Come on, let something happen in your life.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Receive it.
There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Lift your hand.
There is power.
We receive your power,
in
Lord.
The name of
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Yes.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Oh.
There's an army. There's an army rising up.
That's us. That's us.
There's
Father, I thank you for your mighty power. Lord, I love your people. Lord, you love your people. And I'm looking at problems. I'm looking at physical disabilities and challenges and life situations that can be so intimidating. But Lord, I thank you that even though the enemy may surround us, you've got the enemy surrounded, Lord. And you are greater, Lord. You are greater. And you are faithful, Lord. You are faithful, and we will see your faithfulness, and you will establish us, Lord. And you will strengthen us, and we will mount up with wings as an eagle. But we want to receive it by faith. We want to receive it by faith. Now, just with your head bowed and your eyes closed, maybe you're here today. You say, man, I've just been feeling so weak. I'm just not where I need to be spiritually. You know, it's in that honesty, in that place of honesty, that God meets you. God isn't going to meet the person you're acting like. He's going to meet you. He isn't going to meet the person that you're pretending to be. He's going to meet you. He's going to strengthen you. And I want to pray for you. And you say, Pastor, pray for me. I'm not where I need to be spiritually. I've kind of drifted. I've gotten weak. I've gotten away from God's power. I want to have special prayer for you. Just raise your hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Just put it up. Just say, that's me. I need God's power in my life. All right, there's hands all over the auditorium. Go ahead and put your hands down. I want to pray for those who do not know Christ today. You came today, you're not even sure how you got in this meeting today, but I believe it was God's hand that drew you. He wanted to talk to you, and he's working on you. God is working on you. He's after you. And you know that you need to give your life to Christ. You know that you need to surrender your heart to him. If that's you, I want to pray for you. Just lift your hand. Heads are bowed. Raise your hand anywhere in the auditorium. That's me. Pray for me, Pastor David. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Now look right at me. Everybody, if you raised your hand, I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to say a prayer with you. We're going to put a prayer up on the screen. And this is going to be like your moment to say to God really what's on your heart. God, I need you. God, thank you for the power, and I'm receiving you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. This is a very special moment for you. I want to invite our prayer teams to come. If you're helping us today on prayer, just please come, make your way out of your chair now and come. We're going to focus on this prayer. All of us, if you raised your hand and everyone else in the auditorium, you say this prayer, something very special is going to happen in your heart and life today. Believe me. Let's say this prayer together. Here we go. Father God, thank you for the massive strength I receive by knowing you. Too many times I've focused on my limited ability. I've become weak and fearful in life. Lord Jesus, could you say that? Really mean it. Lord Jesus, save me. Teach me to live in the strength of heaven. Fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit now in Christ's name. Amen. Now, those of you that raised your hand, I think what you did is so brave and so powerful. In fact, Gateway, let's tell them what they did in raising their hand is awesome. Because when you're honest and you're truthful with God, he meets you there big time. I believe as you prayed that prayer, something happened in your life. I'd like to talk with you. I'd like to help you. I'd like to minister to you and our friends up here. If you raised your hand and said that prayer, or if you're just a person and you just need special prayer today, when the service is over, we're going to be available. We'd like to get acquainted with you and say a prayer with you. Now I'm going to pray a blessing over all of you. So lift your hands, please. I'm going to dismiss you with the blessing of the Lord. I'm declaring and prophesying over your life that things are going to be different from today forward. Wherever there was weakness, there's going to be new strength. It's not going to come from Gateway. It's not going to come from David. It's coming from Christ. Because Christ is in you. Christ is filling you. Christ is all over you, and you can do all things. This week, you will succeed. This week, you will live in the full power of the Holy Spirit. You will cast out devils this week. You will conquer mountains this week through the power of him who loves you, knowing that nothing can stand before you. With them is the arm of flesh, but with you is the help and strength of God. Go in peace. Go filled with the strength of heaven. In Christ's name, amen. Hey guys, I love you very, very much. I'm so glad we could be together. You don't have to rush off. Please don't. Take a minute, greet two or three people. And if you need prayer today, if you raise your hand, you'd like us to pray with you, come, join us here. We'll talk to you just for a minute at the front. God bless you. You're dismissed.
We pray today's message ministered to you. If you want to accept Jesus into your life, we'd like to help you get started on your walk with him. You may reach Gateway City Church at 408-281-7900. If we can help you in any way, please call today. One of our pastors is ready to assist you. Again, the number for Gateway City Church is 408-281-7900. Thank you for listening. If you are ever in the San Jose area, please join us and find out what so many have already discovered. Gateway City Church really is an exciting church that loves life, loves people, and loves God.